The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. You know, like so many of you, we here at the Speak Up Table are focusing in on important health news and information that we can apply in our lives and for our families. So today, we have Dr. Byron Haney, who is a board-certified family physician with the Cornerstone Direct Primary Care Group here in Sandpoint. He's with us today to talk about a variety of medical strategies that we need to know. And also, we're going to focus in on the recent trends of using diabetes type 2 drugs. I guess it's called off-label, but to provide for pretty significant weight loss. But there are a lot of things that we need to know about this. Is it safe? And what are the side effects? And what are the costs? And he has all that for us. He's going to navigate us through that. So stick around, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Hey, Les Schwab Tires here. Right now, you can save up to $150 on select sets of four tires during our Founders Celebration Sale. So stop in, save some money, and help your family stay safe on the road. You'll see we have plenty of tire savings to go around, and around, and around, and around. Check out our tires on sale and book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer while supplies last. See LesSchwab.com/sale for details.
It's still winter, but with this mid-season thaw comes melting snow, stormwater control challenges, and repairs of all kinds. Now is a good time to come into the co-op and see our selection of pumps, hose, poly pipe, faucets, and connectors. We even have mailboxes and driveway markers for what may have gotten damaged this past winter. At the co-op, you'll find all the tools and fasteners you'll need to make most repairs around the farm, home, and shop, both indoor and out. And if you've not yet become a member of the co-op, stop into our office for more information. Becoming a member of one of the oldest cooperatives in North Idaho has great benefits, from dividends on purchases made through the year to gas price reduction at the pumps. Now is a great time to come in and see us at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
KSPT KBFI 1450. North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to Dr. Byron Haney with Cornerstone Direct Primary Care. Dr. Haney, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. I know that you're taking time away from patients. I feel a little guilty, but we appreciate it because you're going to be talking to a big group of patients today. Let's start with your medical area of specialty, your education, and a little bit so our audience can get to know you.
I'm a board-certified family physician. I graduated from medical school way back in 1982, did my residency after that, and have been in private practice since then.
Okay. And in your private practice, was there any, what were some of the main issues that you were dealing with your patients? Can you summarize that for us, what you were seeing?
Well, I was in a rural area before I moved here a year ago, and I was doing everything from OB to geriatrics. So my spread of medicine was quite broad since I was in a rural area with not a lot of specialists.
You know, that is really the strength of a family doctor, I think, is because I grew up with a family doctor, and it wasn't until I got into adulthood that specialization started being the way of medical, to get referred to a specialist. Do you think that has been a good trend in medicine, all the specialization, or we have both, or what?
I think that the specialization was definitely vital. We needed it. However, we've gone to the specialization to the point that we're actually, family physicians are actually a dying breed in some ways today. And as we've lost family practice as the hub of the wheel of healthcare, so has gone up the increased cost of healthcare, and so has actually gone up morbidity and mortality.
I have one other question for you, and that has this, I want to use the word carefully, but this holistic, and we're just looking at the whole patient. Seems to me a family physician is not just looking at one thing in me. He or she is kind of looking at me as a whole person to see what's going on with me medically. Is that a good way to look at things?
True. Family medicine has been holistic from its start. It's just been in recent years the word holistic has been applied in healthcare, and labeled. But family practice has done that all along. The biggest trial that family practice has gone through is to do holistic medicine is as our healthcare world has changed and become fragmented and broken, and push doctors to only see one patient for one problem at a time, the system has broken down that doctor-patient holistic approach that I knew in my early years of medicine.
Yeah.
And that's really why we've gone to direct primary care, the physicians that are heading that way, is to try to bring that back where our patient visit, instead of being, you know, 7 minutes or something like that, now can be an hour, hour and a half, whatever the patient needs.
You know, the thing, and that is a perfect segue to direct primary care, the partnership that you are in here in Sandpoint, and that is relationship. I need to use the word relationship with my doctor, that he knows more about me than just one thing. And so talk to us about direct primary care and how it provides that relationship.
So direct primary care is a movement away from the fee-for-service world. The fee-for-service world is insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance. You get a fee for seeing a patient, and they kind of control it. And that fee-for-service world, the physicians get paid for seeing somebody. Well, most of the time, patients don't need to be seen. So in the direct primary care world, we've gone to where we're compensated by the patient. The patient hires us, basically, to take care of them the way they want to be taken care of, whether it be by phone. My patients have my personal cell phone that they can use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter where they're at. That's the movement of the direct primary care world, to leave the fee-for-service world that's so constrained and ruined the doctor-patient relationship.
You know, the other thing about insurance I'd like you to comment on is how that that insurance company, whichever ones they are, hamstring not only the patient but the doctor in what kind of care can be given or what kind of order certain treatments can be done.
That's totally true. In times past, if you go way back to the beginning, physicians and the patient were one and one. We worked together. And then we started getting into health maintenance organization, which we say is health maintenance for the organization, not for the patient. And it's gone that way where now, like as an example, When I moved to Idaho, I could not see a patient unless I had an Idaho license. Everybody will understand that. But I can see a patient here in Idaho with an Idaho license. The patient and I decided this is the standard of care, this is what needs to be done, but I have to call somebody in another state with no medical license, and they can say yes or no to that procedure that the patient and I know that they need. And so a lot of times that is what's happened to the doctor-patient relationship. The third-party payer world has jumped in the middle of us, and they haven't seen the patient, they don't have a medical degree, and now they're controlling. And so that's why we call denial care, and et cetera.
Denial care. That's true. Well, okay, so Cornerstone here in Sandpoint is a direct primary care. Am I saying that
That's
right?
Correct.
Yes, direct primary care. I know that there are a lot of different fee levels and fee, but give our audience an idea of, like, it's like you hire the medical group with a membership fee.
That's true. And if you've seen one direct primary care clinic, you haven't seen them all, because each of us physicians in direct primary care, we may be internists, we may be pediatricians, we may be family docs, we may have different skill sets. So the fee, the membership fee per month will vary on location, plus it'll also vary with what the physician's skill set is.
All right, so for our listeners who need more information about direct primary care here in Sandpoint, Cornerstone, what's the phone number? How do they best get in touch with you and the other docs?
So we have a website. It's called Cornerstone DPC, and our phone number is 208-277-9717.
All right, so it's probably easiest just to Google cornerstonedpc.com and this Cornerstone here, or even add Sandpoint to it if you want, and it'll pop up all the website, the telephone number, and everything, and the address.
People can call us, and then they can set up a meet and greet with us for no fee, no commitment, and sit down and says, okay, how would this apply to my family? What's the benefits? What's the cost? And even talk about wraparound insurance. If I have to be hospitalized, or if I need especially, who pays for that? How's that paid for? We just really are, what we're trying to do is navigate people through the healthcare system and trying to do everything we can do in something we call the triple aim: cut their cost, increase their quality of care, and make their experience of being a patient much better than what our fee-for-service world has done to that relationship.
Oh, that is so good. So they can sit down with you or another doctor and talk about how direct primary care, DPC, can work for them and their family, what the cost might be and how it would apply to their situation and what questions they have. Of course,
and
questions.
It's not just a person can do that. Actually, we're having business owners do that with us.
Oh.
And actually then turn around and cover their employees in DPC. So like even Thursday, it's currently right now, it's planned, I'm going to meet with someone who represents people in a business.
Oh, excellent. See, I hadn't thought of that. But of course, yeah, employers, businesses can use this kind of care to provide it as one of the arms of care for their employees.
It's proven that direct primary care, the city of Kirkland, Washington did it a number of years ago. They decreased their cost 30 to 40%. They decreased their hospitalization visits for their employees. They decreased their emergency room visits, the urgent care visits, CT scans, and they actually even over 60% decreased the surgeries.
Wow.
Because by getting a direct primary care physician that you can pick up the phone as soon as you have a question, before it even becomes a problem, we'll catch it early enough that we're preventing surgeries. So it wasn't they had unnecessary surgeries. They just had to have surgeries because they weren't caught and treated early.
They had medical care early on.
Early on.
Yes. What were the three? You said there are three advantages to direct primary care.
Well, it's our goal. Our goal is to decrease the cost of healthcare, which we definitely can do. It's been proven. Increase the quality of their healthcare,
because of the relationship that gets established and the freedom in that
relationship.
Make
the patient's experience of their healthcare better. So my patients will often say, it's like I have a dad or I have a brother that's in healthcare that I can just pick up the phone. So even now, I have family in California who sit and have a question before they call their doctor. They call me and says, what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, I think that is excellent. Well, I want to get into the social media that's been going on with all of these drugs. This is what I know a lot of people are wanting to listen to during this program. We have other areas of healthcare that we're going to get into, but we are going to jump in and ask Dr. Haney to help us understand the drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, to start with those two, because they're kind of similar drugs, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both GLP-1 drugs. They're under the same family.
Okay. GLP-1 drugs.
Correct.
Now, how were they originally developed and for what? Before we get into weight loss, I mean, what were they actually designed to do?
So, as our society has come across having diabetes type 2, which is genetic, but it's brought on sooner with weight gain. So as that problem has came, over my lifetime as a physician, the care for the diabetic has changed. When I first started medicine, the two drugs that we used, one was insulin and another one was a pill, and both of those caused weight gain, but that's all we had. And then we've progressed forward. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that weight gain exacerbated the diabetes.
That's true.
Yeah.
So as we've gone forward, we've come, so what do we want as patient and therefore the same as our desire as physician? We want to do everything we can do to decrease the cost of the disease. We want to do everything we can do is decrease the cost of its treatment. We want the treatment to be better, and we want to minimize side effects. So if you look at the early drugs of years ago, back in the 80s, both of those that were available actually increased weight. Insulin does that.
Hmm.
And even back in the 80s, early 80s, when I was in medical school, we didn't have insulin like we have today that is actually genetically the same as what our body makes. Back then, we were harvesting insulin from the pancreases of pigs and cows and injecting that. Now we've gone forward, we have some good drugs today, like as an example, metformin is very commonly used. It does not cause weight gain. In fact, it causes a little bit of weight loss. It's very inexpensive and really doesn't have that many side effects. But every drug you use has a limit on how far you can drop blood sugar with that. So now we've gone to the point where as we've gained weight more as a society in the last 10, 15 years, metformin isn't any longer good enough. And we don't want to go back to insulin. We don't want to go to drugs that cause weight gain. So other drugs are coming out. So if you look at the GLP-1 drugs, they're a phenomenal drug that just came out. And they cause weight loss even more than metformin does. However, since they're brand new and the companies who make those drugs do the research of those drugs to prove that they're safe before they go out, the cost is so significant that therefore early on in the usage of new drugs, the cost is high. And so that's why not until it goes generic, these GLP-1 drugs, even though they're great drugs for diabetes, are going to be limited on how much we can use them because most insurance companies won't pay for it.
For weight loss. They'll pay if it's for diabetes.
No, they won't even pay for the diabetes.
Whoa,
a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. See, there's that insurance company getting in the
doctor's
office.
It totally is
office.
That way. So yeah. They want us to use the cheapest drugs, but the cheapest drugs often can cause, the very cheapest drug can cause weight gain. So us docs don't want to use it because we don't want to make our patient worse.
Yeah.
But we can't use a GLP-1 drug as the next drug up
They have to go. You have to go to Metforum.
So we have to go through Metforum, and I'm not opposed to that. I'm just opposed to going to some of the other drugs they want when a GLP-1 drug works so well.
I have kind of a background question, and we're up against a break, and we're going to take that right now. And when I come back, folks, I am going to ask Dr. Haney about diabetes type 2. Why are we having such an increase? Why do we need these drugs? And, you know, what are we doing that's exacerbating the situation to get into the trouble we're in with diabetes type 2? Okay, all that when we come back.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Pend Oreille off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track, windshields can be cracked by road debris, and of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems, and they have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Pend Oreille today.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor. Secure Future utilizes an indexed annuity tied to growth in the U.S. stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. That's right. No matter what happens in the market, your investment can never decline. Down years, you're insured against any losses. Boom years, your retirement account grows exponentially to increase your worth. Whether the market is up or down, Secure Future Investor can set you up with guaranteed money for life income. It's the difference between thinking you have enough money to retire and knowing you're getting that retirement check every single month for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. Over 40 years old? Call now. 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM. North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are privileged to be talking with Dr. Byron Haney today. He's a local family, board-certified family doc here at Cornerstone Direct Primary Care. You can find them at cornerstonedpc.com, and you can get in touch with them for you and your family. We're talking about the diabetes drugs that are supposed to be phenomenal for weight loss, but hold on, because there's a lot more information about that. First of all, Dr. Haney, why is it that we have what many people are calling, doctors are calling, an epidemic of diabetes type 2? Why is that?
So diabetes type 2 is genetic. So I have the gene. My dad has diabetes type 2. I have the gene. I'm 68 now. I did not know I had it till I was 60 when I did a blood test when I was 60. So when I was 60, my blood sugar was starting to go up. I was pre-diabetic. And I said, okay, it's time to practice what I preach. And so weight loss was the way to get rid of it. As far as its manifestation, it didn't get rid of my genetics,
right,
but it got rid of the manifestation. It put my sugars fasting back to normal. So what's happening in America is our gaining weight as a group of people, as a society, we are gaining weight more and more and more as a group, and that's why we're seeing more and more type 2 diabetes.
So I know this is a different rabbit hole, but why, in just a few words, why are we gaining so much weight when we seem to have so much knowledge about what to eat, you know, that's best, better, let's just say better, or exercise? I mean, why are we getting so obese?
So weight gain has a whole bunch of things that I'm not going to jump too far into now, but there's a lot of things that you can't control. So I can't control my genetics.
Right.
Or if I have a lady with polycystic ovary disease, I can't help that makes me gain weight. So there's these things that are medical. But then to jump into the genetic without the medical, what causes weight loss? Decrease calories in and increase calories burnt. Well, if you look at our calories burnt, let's just deal with that for us. If you go take the life of my father, take the life of my grandfather, I don't work like my dad worked physically, and I don't work like, my dad didn't work like his father worked. So if you think about it, everything we do, we've made it easier.
Yeah. We're working right now and we're sitting down.
But I'm using my brain more,
yeah,
than
exactly.
I'm using physically. And that my brain doesn't burn as much calories as muscle does. So we're, as a society, we're less active.
Okay.
In our work, in our play, et cetera. We're less active. So that's one. The second thing is that as a society, we've changed. So if you go back in the 60s and 70s, our diet had a whole lot less sugar in it than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar is one of our problems. So if most people don't realize, go look at your salt that you have in your kitchen. Most salt that you buy in a grocery store today is actually fortified with sugar.
Whoa.
So the average American person right now in our current diet of today is eating 66 pounds of sugar a year. S&W granulated sugar, 66 pounds a year. So that is what is... we're gaining weight because our calories aren't the same, our type of food isn't the same, it's more processed, and our burning calories has significantly dropped.
Okay, so back on task. So diabetes type 2 has definitely increased, and I'm hearing you say that one of the most effective ways is this new GLP-1 drug, Ozempic and Wegovy, but let's look at Ozempic, to treat diabetes type 2. So you like that in some circumstances or certain circumstances for diabetes treatment.
True.
Okay.
That's true. Ozempic is a good new tool to use as I treat diabetes type 2 if I cannot go to the root of the issue, which is pull weight off.
Right. So, some other way, like lifestyle or behavior,
yes,
or something. All right. So now we get to what the real question is today. I know people who want to take Ozempic. They don't have diabetes, but they want it for weight loss. So walk us through, is that a good thing to ask your doctor to do? What does it cost? Is it effective? Long-term effects? How about Ozempic just for weight loss? How can you lead us in that?
First, what I think I'll do is,
yes,
is start with, how do I consider as a physician what to recommend to a patient? One is, I want something that's effective, short-term and long-term. I want something that has the least amount of cost. I want something that has the least side effects. I want something that's reversible if a person had a problem from it. So there's all these things that I look at.
At any drug or any treatment?
Any treatment.
Okay.
I'm looking at, I want it to be effective, short and long term. I want it to have minimal cost. I want minimal side effects. I want it reversible. So as we go into that, as a society, if you look at dietary change, if you look at exercise, those are much more difficult than taking a pill as a drug. A drug is easy, relatively easy. So we've had drugs in times past, but they all had side effects. We had a drug that patients really pushed us to do years ago, and it caused heart problems. So if you go take the GLP-1 drugs today, so let's go talk about each of those things that I threw out there before.
Okay.
Let's talk about cost. Let's talk about effective. So if you look at Ozempic, there was a study published in New England Journal of Medicine not too long ago that took people with Ozempic, and that study was subsidized by the drug company that made Ozempic, and this is what they found. The patients were on Ozempic for 68 weeks. So that's greater than 1 year. There's 1,961 adults that were put into the study. Their average start weight when they started that study was 221 pounds. So all that 1,961 people, their average weight was 221 pounds. After 68 weeks, some people lost more than others, some people lost less, but the average weight loss of that group of people was 33 pounds. So if you go take the cost of Ozempic, and I'm going to use GoodRx cost, I'm not going to use any old pharmacy cost, I'm using a GoodRx cost, which Ozempic is $439 a week by GoodRx.
Oh, $439 per week.
Per week. So if you take a person and you stick them on Ozempic for that 68 weeks, it was $29,852.
Well, who can afford that? Who are the people that can afford that? Nobody.
Nobody. And that's also why insurance companies are saying no.
No,
that's
kidding.
That is not the right way to use our resources. So literally, if you look at it, and they never put the dollars in their study. I had to extrapolate it back out, but that'd be $905 per pound of weight loss. So as a cost, that's not reasonable.
No.
If you look at effective short-term and long-term, let's talk about that. Well, 33 pounds is 33 pounds. That's significant, but that's not really very effective for a 68-week treatment. Mm-hmm. So, and then when they came off of Ozempic, 2/3 of their weight was regained. So after it was all said and done, after 68 weeks on Ozempic, they only lost 11 pounds in the end. And that was a cost of $2,714 per pound. So yes, it works, but it doesn't work as well, as quick, as long as I'd like it to. Is there side effects? Yes, but not terrible. Only about 6% of people stop it because of adverse side effects that they feel. However, Ozempic and all the GLP-1 drugs have a red box or black box warning that they have an increased chance of thyroid cancer. So we just don't want people to quickly use this drug if there's some other way that we can get what the patient wants for less cost with less side effects and that lasts longer.
Yes, that's more effective in the long run.
And there is other options. The problem with other options is they're not as easy as taking a pill a day or like in the GLP-1 drugs where you're taking one shot underneath your skin once a week.
I think a lot of people don't know that Ozempic is an injection. I didn't know that until we talked last week. I thought it was a pill and you take it on X schedule, but it's a weekly injection. That turns me off immediately.
So there's a couple of other things on the GLP-1 as we just go past it is.
Yes.
One is Ozempic being used for weight loss is off-label. It's on label for diabetes. It's off-label. But there is a drug, a GLP-1 drug, Wegovy, that is approved for being used for weight loss. Now, that doesn't mean Ozempic is better than, or Wegovy is better than Ozempic. It's just that the drug company put their testing through with respect to weight loss when they had it approved by the government.
Is Wegovy, it's still a GLP-1 drug.
Still a GLP-1
drug. It can still be used for diabetes type 2.
Yes.
But they just put it through the weight loss
In myself right filter. Now, if I'm going to use a GLP-1 drug for a patient with diabetes, I'd use Trulicity. Because Trulicity is only $218 a week. So if you're going to use a GLP-1 drug for diabetes, Trulicity is the cheapest. If you're going to use a GLP-1 drug off-label for weight loss, Wegovy is considered on-label. But in my mind, if I'm going to go use a GLP-1 drug, I'd use Trulicity. And yet I don't see Trulicity in the press all over the place, and even though it's cheaper.
Not much, well, half, but still $200 a week.
That's still expensive.
That's a lot of money.
But it's still...
But less.
If you're talking about, you know, 439 versus 218, that's about half.
Well, what is Trulicity? Is it a GLP-1, did you say?
Yeah, it's a GLP-1 drug. It's just made by Eli Lilly.
And so why is it not getting all of the press?
Because Ozempic was the first one that came out, and people knew the Ozempic name and don't know all the rest of it.
It's like Jell-O or Xerox. It's kind of become the name we know.
Yeah, Kleenex.
Kleenex, exactly. So if I were, and I'm not, praise God, I am not pre-diabetic. And
I am.
But you are. But you've got it under control.
I have it under control. But I didn't go to Ozempic. I didn't go to GLP-1 drug to do it.
But if I came to you and I'm not diabetes type 2 and I say, you know, let's say I'm obese. I'm also not that. But, and I want to lose weight. I mean, how would you like encourage me to Trulicity or would you go behavior? What would you tell me?
Well, I'll just tell you what I did myself.
Yes.
Okay. You know, practice what you preach, doc. And so I'll tell you what I did myself. So number one is you can do a diet change, eliminate things out of your diet, decrease your calories, decrease your portions, etc., and exercise. So I found out I was pre-diabetic 18 years ago. And myself, if you look at ideal body weight of a body percent fat is 17% for a male, 22% for a female, but 17% for me, I had about 17 pounds I had to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So from March until September, I changed my diet and I started running up to 4 miles multiple times a week.
Yes.
And it came off. It took that long. The problem for me was the running had a negative thing I did not know, is that I have scoliosis in my neck in two different directions. And the running, my head bouncing up and down on my shoulders, I actually pinched a nerve and started getting numbness in my left hand. And so running was not, so I backed off of running. And because I didn't replace it with some other exercise, my weight gradually came back. So I said to myself, okay, I want to pull that 17 pounds off. So how do I do it? So I looked at all options, and the option I feel is definitely the best for the least cost today, if you came and asked me, I want to lose weight, this is what I would do. I go to Ideal Protein Weight Loss Program.
Okay. Hold that thought on Ideal Protein Weight Loss. We want to get into that. We're up against a commercial break. We're going to take that right now.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Join Dish at Dover Bay on Wednesday, February 28th for a special wine dinner featuring wines from Walls Winery of Walla Walla. Chef Ben is preparing his curated culinary delights paired with the fabulous wines from Walls Winery. For more info and reservations, check out Dish at Dover Bay on the web. Cost is $129 per person plus tax and tip. Doors at 6, dinner at 6:30. Hurry, limited seating available. Visit Dish at Dover Bay's Facebook page or website.
Dish is open 7 nights a week from 4 to 9 p.m.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Did you know Missoula is home to one of the top 50 outdoor amphitheaters worldwide? Nestled along the banks of the Blackfoot River, the Kettle House Amphitheater welcomes world-class entertainment right to your back door. Recent announcements include
Vampire Weekend, June 22nd and 23rd, Blues Traveler with J.J. Gray and Mofro, July 9th, Portugal the Man, July 17th, The Decembrists, July 26th, and many more.
Full lineup, tickets, and more at logjampresents.com. The Kettle House Amphitheater, brought to you by Groove Solventless.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We are talking with Dr. Byron Haney. He is a family practitioner doc with Cornerstone Direct Primary Care. You know, we are just barely touching the surface on some of this stuff. If you have a diabetes issue, if you have a weight loss issue, if this discussion is speaking to you, then you need to go into Cornerstone and have a complete consultation. It's free. There's no charge. They can help you understand these things that we're just touching on. If weight loss and weight management is an issue for you medically and other reasons, and doc, that's what we want to get into now, is what is it that people want with their weight loss? You probably see all kinds of different things.
People who want to lose weight, they want it to work. And they're often very discouraged and skeptical because diets of America today don't long-term work. And part of the reason, so people want it not a fad, they want something that's going to work. They want something that's going to take them down to where they're, they don't lose their muscle mass. Because most diets of today, people lose their muscle mass, and muscle mass is what actually burns calories.
We need to keep our muscle and build muscle.
They most people don't want to have to use a drug if they don't have to. They don't want to have to count calories. That's a hassle. A lot of people who are overweight, because they're overweight, they may have arthritis of their knees. They want something that will work without exercise. I mean, if you can get something without exercise, that's what you want. You want something that that you know every single week you're going to lose weight. That's what you want. You want somebody to encourage you and coach you. So if you look at over my entire medical career, I used to be very discouraged as a physician with people who are overweight, not them as a person, but the challenge of it, and with diabetes because we didn't have good ways of treating it. Today, I've often said, if you ask me my ideal retirement job, bring me obese diabetics and let me put them in a shared medical appointment in a group setting with people just like them. And that has been the most fun I've ever had in medicine, using Ideal Protein, using my shared medical appointments and those two things together.
All right, you got to tell us about the ideal protein weight loss so our audience can kind of grab that concept and then take it and see if they want to run with it, get more information.
Well, if you want more information, I'll first give you the person who has the business in town that's selling it.
Okay.
His name is Paul Lund. His phone number is 425-221-3107. So that's Paul Lund, 425-221-3107. And as far as Ideal Protein Weight Loss Program, as I said, I've done it myself. And I also thought when I moved to Sandpoint, I was going to start an Ideal Protein clinic here because it was so phenomenally successful with my patients. But since Paul was here, he had it already up and going, that moved that off of me. But what is Ideal Protein? Ideal Protein is using food to actually treat you. So if you want to get a person into significant weight loss fairly quickly without losing muscle, this is what you need.
And with good nutrition.
And good nutrition.
Yeah.
So Ideal Protein is the calories you're eating from Ideal Protein, two meals a day is less than 1,000 calories a day total, including your evening meal, which is totally out of the grocery store. And we can talk about that. So people will lose their eating, but their calories is under 1,000. So because they're in under 1,000, they go into ketosis, which is true ketosis, not this fad keto diet, which is actually high fat.
Yeah, where you eat sausage.
So true ketosis. And so what's happening is your body no longer has your carbohydrate tank to go after rapidly, and it goes after your fat, and it burns your fat as your calories. So most of your calorie burnt a day that you're using your energy from is actually come burning your own fat that you want to get rid of. So that's how Ideal Protein works. And the reason it's called Ideal, a lot of physicians and a lot of people think when they hear protein, they think of the Atkins diet, which was a high protein diet and bad on kidneys and bad on cholesterol. This isn't. The Ideal means the appropriate part amino acids, which are your building blocks of protein. So that kind of gives you a little bit of it.
So the Ideal Protein weight loss, it's a powder.
No.
No, what is it?
It comes in many forms. There's well over 100 products.
Oh, like bars.
So for myself, what I did, I would take a powder, just looks just like Bisquick, so to speak. I'd mix it with water, cook it on the stove, and I'd have Ideal Protein hotcakes for breakfast. My lunch then became a drink, and I had a chocolate drink. My wife preferred their mocha. I had a chocolate drink. And then for dinner, it was 6 to 8 ounces of protein. All and lunch and dinner has 2 cups of vegetables at both meals, and then all the salad you want.
Oh, this is just so much good information already. Dr. Haney, I want to have you back and Dr. Paul Lund so we can kind of really focus in on this Ideal protein weight loss program. That's going to have to be the last word for today. I appreciate your information. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Come on back next week because we have 2 more sheriff candidates for Boundary County. All of my buddies up there in Boundary County, 1450 AM. You want to tune in. You are going to hear the 2 more candidates for sheriff coming your way. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends. And you know what I say, slow down out there. You're in Idaho now.